On Occidental College Week, foreign aid can change political behavior in the country receiving it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Seyida Shabano Ijaz, assistant professor of global political economy, diplomacy, and world affairs, details how.
Foreign aid comprises one of the largest movements of money across national borders. From supporting military technology to sustaining development initiatives, it is a key tool used by countries of the global north to meet their strategic objectives. Since most foreign aid is sourced through taxpayer money, developed country governments sell it to the public as money that benefits developing country citizens. But when foreign aid is used to provide public goods, often in partnership with local non-governmental organizations or NGOs, it assumes the role of a parallel state. Political scientists are concerned that foreign aid-funded provision of public goods will damage the citizen-state contract and reduce the legitimacy of local political actors. Yet, recipients at the other end of the foreign aid transfer chain are just as strategic as the donors and have the agency to alter their political behavior. I study a subset of such aid recipients in Pakistan who are eligible to receive a quarterly cash transfer from the country's largest social safety net, the Benazir Income Support Program. Local elected officials provide the facilitative services, such as filling out necessary forms or providing transportation to cash points, that recipients need to successfully access foreign aid benefits. When recipients face cumbersome bureaucratic procedures in trying to enter the fold of foreign aid programs, they turn to their elected representatives for support. These representatives, otherwise strapped for resources, offer facilitative last-mile access to foreign aid in order to gain votes. Foreign aid-funded programs can therefore spur a robust political exchange around last-mile access to benefits and bolster citizen-state relations instead of damaging them. All this requires is a reimagination of developing country citizens from passive recipients to strategic political agents.
That was Seyida Shabano Ijaz of Occidental College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.